assassination an unfortunate incident. You see, I can't take that into my mind. Mm-hmm. I cannot understand how people can pick up a paper as I did 2 or 3 days ago. A man goes into a museum and shoots his wife, and the police say, "You have such long, slender fingers and beautiful hands. What do you do?" He said, "I'm a violin maker." And they say, "Well, how did you get your gun?" He said, "In America, anyone can get a gun."
Well, this is true.
This was the quote in the paper. 2 days before that, a young boy orders a mail-order gun, shoots his parents.
Mm-hmm.
2 days after he got it in the mail.
Well, why do you suppose there's so much opposition to this? Why does it keep getting shelled? Why aren't more people out campaigning for some rules and regulations to protect us from these things?
Well, because they're, as we discussed before, people don't take this into their minds. They're very busy, I suppose. They don't realize that someday they'll go to the door and be staring down the muzzle of one and in the hands of a 17-year-old kid. Now, the logical criticism of the bill comes from the Shooting Sports Foundation, which is includes 90 gun manufacturers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, naturally, they don't want any restrictions on guns. You know, they just don't, because that's a very big and marvelous industry in the country.
Of course. It's a great sport in this country. Hunting, to some people, I don't particularly care for it. It's too dangerous, but there you are. There are other opinions on this subject.
Oh, listen, Frank, you should see. You should see the congressional record on this. And anybody listening to me, all they have to do is to write to Senator Dodd in the Senate building and say, "I'd like to have a copy of the congressional record concerning your investigations of juvenile delinquency." And it will be sent to you.
Mm-hmm.
In there are facsimiles of these mail order ads, and you would be astonished. In fact, they're so awful, they're funny. You know how somebody can be so ugly, he's pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is so awful, it's funny. When it says, "A submachine gun for Father's Day, $49.95.
Oh, my goodness.
It's just
what every growing father needs.
Yes, isn't that marvelous? And then there's one, oh, they advertise 22s, 25s,
sure.
45s, 38s. Send your money, accurate, guaranteed to hit the mark, you know? Mm. It's just, well, and the trouble is that so many of these things are dangerous anyway.
Martha, this has been very interesting. What immediate suggestions do you have? Are those who agree with you, who feel there should be some legislation restricting mail-order gun business, should they write Senator Dodd?
Yes, as I said before, if they're really interested and want to help, to get in touch with Senator Dodd, write a little note.
Mm-hmm.
And say, "I'd like to know more about your bill." If they aren't able to take into their minds what we've been talking about in this short time, investigate it themselves. But most of all, say, "I'm in support of a bill which will restrict the mail-order guns through common carriers and make very, very strict penalties, federal penalties for this." I don't see how there can be a very strong argument against this, because it doesn't restrict the hunter.
No, because he's not going to buy his gun or his rifle from a mail-order business in the first place. Martha, it's nice to have you in front of our NBC microphones again. Always a pleasure. Martha Scott, Broadway actress and crusader for restriction on the mail-order gun business. And we've enjoyed having you come by and talk with us about this perplexing and controversial problem. On Monitor 65, Tony Bennett.
Take the moment. Let it happen. Hug the moment. Make it last. Hold the feeling. man. Or the moment will have passed. All the noises buzzing in your head,
buzzing in your head,
warning you to wait,
warning you to wait.
What for? Take the moment, make the moment, many moments more. Make for us a thousand more.
If you were merely dutiful today, you sent your wife a Valentine card or gift. But if you were dazzlingly romantic, you took her to a candlelit cafe, heard some gypsy violin music, sipped wine, and kissed her hand like a Russian count. To bring us up to the minute on the modern techniques of hand kissing, Monitor sent Dale Remington to a demonstration.
This is Dale Remington with a report from Monitor. We've been invited to the world-famous Club El Morocco to, the invitation says, a hand-kissing demonstration to be taught by Vasily Limbrinos, handsome Greek actor and hand-kisser of royalty. England, Greece, and Egypt, it says. Is this true, sir?
Yes, it is true.
Well, now, tell me, is the art of hand-kissing dying out?
No, I think it's spreading out more than ever.
Do you think the art of hand-kissing will ever become popular in the United States?
Oh, yes. I think it needs a little bit of encouragement, but I think it's going to spread out like cologne for men spread out.
Well, Mr. Limbrinos, going along with you on that theory, then, we'd better brush up here in the United States on the art of hand-kissing. I have a couple questions I'd like to ask you. When to do it at all?
Well, to begin with, the lady must be prepared to give her hand kissed, otherwise you don't kiss the hand of a lady that's not extended. You just don't go and grab it. So they must be encouraged by the lady, his hand, being on the right position. Now, when you're introduced to a lady, you do it. Or every time you see a lady, of course, mostly indoors. There's certain exceptions outdoors, like a garden party. And nowadays, you'll see in the south of France, they do it even on the beach.
I see. Well, now, when do you fake it?
Oh, you always fake it. You never really kiss the hand. You just pantomime it. That is the formal etiquette way, I mean. Now, you can go further if you want, but that's a more intimate way, but that's not the etiquette.
Well,
you
let's
never
do
really
it right.
Well, the right way, it's just pantomime it about an inch. Now, if you know the lady well, you may touch with your lips her hand, but you don't really kiss it. You don't make any noises.
You just don't do that, huh?
No.
Do you ever kiss a gloved hand?
Any lady who's prepared to have her hand kissed will have her glove out. I don't think any lady who knows the manners would extend her hand with a glove.
Now, what do you do when the woman is seated?
The same thing, only usually when you meet a lady standing, you bow with both legs, both feet together. Now, if the lady is seated and it's seated very low, then you can put one leg forward so you can make it easier for you. But of course, the whole thing should be done without thinking. It's like saying hi.
Well, you can't be self-conscious about it.
Oh,
then,
no, you just do it and do it. It's very quick. It's just a very quick moment and very relaxed. That's the most important thing, is just to do it like the way you light a cigarette or without thinking about it.
Well, it seems to agree with you. You're all for hand kissing then, right?
Oh, yes, of course.
Thank you very much, sir. Well, now, here's an attractive young lady who's been watching this hand-kissing demonstration going on. May I have your name, please?
Yes, it's Kiki von Fraunhofer.
Kiki? Kiki, right. What do you think of the art of hand-kissing?
Well, I'm partly European, you know, as you can tell from my name, and partly American, because I was actually born here, although brought up in Europe, and so hand-kissing is quite an old art to me, and I absolutely love it. It really brings back the femininity in a woman, I have a feeling, and I think that other women must have the same reaction to it.
You think the art of hand-kissing, then, is a much warmer form of affection or greeting than, say, just shaking a hand?
Yes, it's a suggestion of intimacy without the actuality of intimacy, which is very flattering to a woman without any of the responsibility.
Well, now, how many times would you figure that you've had your hand kissed?
Oh, it's in the hundreds.
Who is the most famous person who has ever kissed your hand?
Well, I don't. It depends. It could be Prince Alexander. This is in Europe, Prince Alexander of Munich. Several times kissed my hand. In America, both of the Cassinis and Mr. Hartford have kissed my hand.
Well, I think that's a pretty good record. Are there good hand kissers and bad hand kissers?
Yes, very much so.
Well, Kiki, I'd like to thank you very much for taking a minute and giving us your attitude and ideas on hand kissing.
Thank you.
This is Dale Remington returning to Monitor.
Where the whole studio has run amok with hand kissing. Your friends and relatives elsewhere in the nation are probably enjoying Monitor 2. For example, in Fresno, California, they're hearing us on KMJ. I'm your host, Frank Blair.
Monitor, the best combination of news, entertainment, and sports on the NBC radio network.